landscape debris from one season is recycled into compost and wood mulch for the next. Additional information at 344-LEAF or at their site, 1210 East University in Urbana.
Sunshine should rule our forecast today with a high of 75, says meteorologist Ed Kieser. He'll have details after this hour's report of AM 580 News at 7:30. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Convicted political fundraiser Tony Rezko will be sentenced December 16th. Yesterday, a federal judge delayed Rezko's sentencing to give him more time to talk to federal authorities. Robert Wildebor reports.
Rezko was supposed to be sentenced this month, but according to a court filing, he's in discussions with prosecutors, discussions that may alter his sentence. In the meantime, his defense attorney Bill Ziegelmuller says Rezko's essentially being held in solitary confinement.
It's pretty solitary. He doesn't get out. There's no cellmate. There's no ability to walk around the cell block. And he's in the area that they have for discipline purposes. And he's been there now for, I guess, since June.
Ziegelmuller wouldn't say if he thought it was a tactic by prosecutors to pressure Rezko into cooperating with their investigation into corruption in state government under Governor Rod Blagojevich. The Metropolitan Correctional Facility is, like the U.S. Attorney's Office, part of the Department of Justice. A spokesman says when designating an inmate, the jail gets information from many sources, including the U.S. Attorney's Office. I'm Robert Wildebor.
Yesterday may have been the last official day to register to vote before November's elections. That's Tuesday. But as Amanda Vinicky explains, anybody who missed that deadline still has another chance.
It's a relatively new concept in Illinois, grace period registration. It allows anyone who missed the cutoff date to still register. Director of the Illinois State Board of Elections, Dan White, says it works just like regular registration. Potential voters bring proof of identification to a designated location, usually a county clerk's office. But White says there is one caveat.
You have to vote at the time that you are registering.
Grace period registering and the ballot casting required to go with it runs for 2 weeks, ending October 21st. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Presidential politics are hitting very close to home for Chicago's Adler Planetarium. We get an explanation from Sam Hudzik.
In the presidential debate last night, John McCain criticized Barack Obama's efforts in the U.S. Senate to bring home the bacon.
$3 million for an overhead projector at a planetarium in Chicago, Illinois. My friends, do we need to spend that kind of money?
Adler Planetarium President Paul Knappenberger takes issue with McCain calling the machine an overhead projector, which is a classroom accessory.
What we requested was a planetarium projection system.
That's what shows visitors to the Adler how the stars would look if the city's lights didn't drown them out.
The current one that we have in our theater was installed in 1970. It's wearing out. It's on its last legs. We're starting to lose shows.
Obama did ask the Senate to help pay for the new projector last year, but the request never made it into a final spending bill. I'm Sam Hudzik.
The Champaign County Board will vote later this month on a measure to return to one single county administrator, a measure to end the county's dual administrator system passed the policy committee last night. Deb Busey and Denny Inman have split up management duties in Champaign County government for the past 10 years. The former deputy administrator started on an interim basis when Jackie White resigned as county administrator 10 years ago. They were hired permanently a few months later. Republican Greg Knott says the arrangement made sense a few years ago, but in his words, there just aren't many organizations with two CEOs. Knott says the county board would enjoy better relations with a single administrator.
In the presidential,
it will bring clarity as to who we hold accountable for issues at the senior and the management level. You know, I think the structure will be a little better, too, when it has one point person to go back to. You know, I suspect there'll be other organizational structure changes at the top as well, maybe at a deputy level, but I think it'll be positive.
Under the ordinance, Champaign County would switch to a single administrator in late 2009, a day after the contracts of the two current administrators runs out. The full county board votes on the proposal later this month. A worldwide effort to boost the healthy lifestyles of young people could become part of the regular schedule for some Champaign-Urbana schools. About 2,000 kids from 12 grade schools took part in an international walk to school day yesterday with the help of parents and community leaders. Some schools are talking with parents about continuing the effort. The co-chair, Cynthia Hoyle, says with enough help, the walking school bus could become a daily routine.
You set up a route. You have parents and or volunteers who escort the children. You have a time schedule. And they walk along the designated route, and children are join the walking school bus, and that way they are always able to walk back and forth to school with adult supervision.
Any parents who'd like to participate should contact their child's school district. Our next report is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Beautiful weather coming up, Ed.
Yes.
Yes. It's going to be very nice for whatever you have planned this weekend. Market at the Square, by the way. Celeste Quinn of the Afternoon Magazine is going to be among us, who will be out there greeting you and selling you some eco tote bags or DVDs of the Memorial Stadium History Show or what else we got out there? Cookbooks, potlucks, tailgates.
Sounds potlucks, good. Tailgates. Add tailgating. What's and a third pick one? It up and then
picnics.
Immediately go fire up the grill.